Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Some things we are reluctant and embarrassed to talk about, but today, in a very personal way, we want to talk about the very practical reality people are dealing with when they experience pelvic problems. So if you have any questions on bladder or bowel issues, sexual dysfunction, or anything you've been too shy maybe to ask in the past, get them into us now, 51551 or todaycb@rte.ie. Because sitting in front of me, I have Aoife Niocki, chartered physiotherapist, clinical specialist in pelvic women's and men's health. You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you, Claire.
So will we start with the basics for people who are complete beginners and they don't have a clue what a pelvic floor is or where it is? Can you give us a brief description, Aoife, on where to start?
Yes, I'd be delighted. So as you say, it's really important to know where the floor is. So if you imagine the area of your body between your waist and the top of your leg, that's where our pelvises are located. And the pelvic floor muscles are located in the base of the pelvis. Think of them as well as the underneath part of your core. We all know our core and our tummy muscles. Mm-hmm. So the pelvic floor is located under the core.
Okay. Are you talking to men and women here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because that's a misconception number one, that this is just about women.
Absolutely. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday and he said to me, Aoife, my yoga teacher was always telling us, the men, that they had to do these exercises as well. I was delighted to hear that.
Okay. So when should you start? At what age should you be starting pelvic floor exercises?
Well, in general, Claire, really, I suppose, during pregnancy and in the postnatal period, but sooner if you have symptoms and if you have problems.
Okay. Talk to us about what the problems and symptoms are.
Yeah, so they're awful, really. So you can have a range of symptoms, but the most common symptom is bladder problems. So leakage of urine, wetting yourself. Unfortunately, one in three women suffer from urinary incontinence.
Mm-hmm. Which is a very difficult problem, as you
very
say.
Very difficult.
So if you are at that stage where that is happening, can you fix it?
Yes, absolutely. In 75% of cases, we have good evidence that women with both types of leakage, there are two types, there's urge incontinence and there's stress incontinence. Stress incontinence is leakage with laughing, sneezing, being on the trampoline, and urge incontinence is where you just don't make the bathroom in time, where you have serious urgency.
And what you're saying is that with a bit of training,
yes,
and exercise,
yes,
you can fix those problems.
In 75% of cases. So I'm saying one in three women are affected and two out of three women can be cured. And the other ladies will be improved.
What about pelvic floor and the menopause? What sort of problems can arise? Maybe that, yeah, HRT can't resolve.
Yeah, exactly. Great point. So the hormonal changes, the estrogen changes affect the pelvic floor. Women will experience thinning of these muscles in the pelvic floor, the muscles of the front passage.
Poor women. Muscle. I always say it, but you hear these things, you just go, what else?
I know. And more bladder issues, more irritation, more soreness there, more urinary tract infection, more urgency, more frequency, more bowel dysfunction. They're linked. The bladder and the bowel are almost the same organ. The floor muscles are really important for bladder and bowel function.
Okay, so let's go back then to women who are pregnant or who have given birth. How soon after giving birth can you start pelvic floor exercises?
You can start pelvic floor exercises immediately after giving birth. And I would urge women all over the country to link in with the pelvic physio services that are available in the hospital at the time, you know, before you go home.
Mm-hmm. You mightn't feel like doing it.
Absolutely. You definitely don't. As a mom of three myself, I have been there and I know what it's like the few days after birth, but so important.
Okay. And then when it comes to sex, what can the implications of this be for your sex life?
Yeah. So huge for your sex life. So again, I suppose if we talk about the postnatal woman and when the muscles are weak and stretched and the bulk isn't good after childbirth, then, you know, you can have a problem with a climax, you can have a problem with lubrication and arousal. You can be just exhausted from all that is going on and that fatigue hits the pelvic floor as well. But so much can be done, Claire.
Well, we have so many questions in for you. So
great.
Let's get started.
Okay,
so
good.
Carol firstly wants to know if her leakage can be cycle dependent.
Yes, that's a very good point. So in week three of our cycles, we have a hormonal change. Estrogen drops suddenly and progesterone increases, a huge amount of progesterone. That affects our sleep and our gut motility. Week three of our cycles, we tend to be that little bit more bloated. We're not emptying our bowel as often. So that can have implications for the muscles themselves mm-hmm. and for the symptoms. But so much can be done. We should go through our week threes without issues. So definitely train your pelvic okay. floor if you have cycle related issues.
And we haven't spoken about how to do those exercises. Do you feel that you can explain it to us?
Yes, I can. Okay. And, you know, we could make a start with one small exercise. So just to say, you know, there are a range of exercises that need to be done. It's not just read this one exercise and do that. You have to be, you know, progressed through a series of exercises. But one good starting point is an exercise called the knack. It's an American term. And you start using this these muscles from the back passage. And if the ladies and the gentlemen listening could imagine that they're in a lift or they're at a party and that they don't want to pass wind. So if you tighten the muscles around the back passage, imagining that you're holding in wind. Don't think you're doing Kegels or pelvic floor training. Just imagine you don't want to pass wind. And if you did this, Claire, with 100% effort before and while lifting anything heavier than a jug kettle of water, like the groceries out of the boot of the car into the kitchen, and before and while coughing or sneezing, it would be a great start. Don't worry if you hold your breath in the beginning. Don't worry if the tummy contracts. Don't worry if you feel your legs. Just imagine you're trying to hold in wind. And it's unusual maybe for the listeners to hear that we're starting from the back passage. But that's a newer way of training the muscles.
Okay. And then from there, what do you graduate to? What's the next exercise?
Yeah. So then there are other exercises then where we look at the other, you know, different fibers, let's say, in the muscles of the pelvic floor. So we will target our strength fibers and we will target, for example, our endurance fibers or our steady eddy muscles that hold up our organs, our bladder and our bowel, our vaginal worms, our wombs all day. And what you could do with that is you could do a lighter squeeze of the back passage. A little bit like Pilates for those women that might engage their tummy while they move their arms and legs in a Pilates class. You could engage your pelvic floor a little when walking or standing.
Okay, I'm going to rattle through some of these questions now because we're just getting so many in. Rebecca says, I can't feel the muscles when I'm doing the exercises. Am I doing them correctly?
Now, Rebecca, you will always worry whether you're doing them correctly or not when you're weak. I would say persevere with them for another little while. Try what I was saying there too about tightening the back passage initially. But just to say, Rebecca might need a little bit of electrical stimulation. There are other things we use as well when the muscles are very weak. But I'd say persevere, don't stop.
If I limit my fluid intake, will it help with my leakage? I wouldn't imagine you'd recommend that.
No, I wouldn't recommend that. But unfortunately, that's what people have to do. Okay. So absolutely not.
Can Aoife recommend any electrotherapy devices to help? And if so, can they be bought online?
Yes, I can. In my own clinic, I use a variety, about four different types. So you can use a sort of a surface electrode or you can use a probe based. There's one which is called Inovo. I'd highly recommend it. A physiotherapy colleague of mine in the States invented it. It's evidence based. And the second one I would recommend is NeuroTrack. But I would use an anal probe. If there's any ladies using a vaginal probe with a device they've bought themselves online, I wouldn't recommend it currently.
And the same listener would like to know, are there any particular fluids which aggravate a leaking problem?
Yes and no. You know, for a time we thought that caffeine was out, but with newer evidence and what we know about our genetics, there are some people that can drink a cup of coffee going to bed and they sleep fine like a baby and they've no issues. And there's others that are affected. So I wouldn't put a blanket ban on the coffee. I think it's more important to train the muscles, train the bladder muscle. But for some people, they will have sensitivities, like all sensitivities. You know, it'll affect some people.
If there's a prolapse there, what treatment is available to remedy this?
Yeah, so you need pelvic floor muscle training as well. We've good evidence from a big study called the Poppy trial, and this will improve prolapse. Now, what prolapse is, Claire, for your listeners, is it's the organs coming down in the pelvis. You'll actually feel something coming down. There's 7 or 8 different prolapses that can happen. Mm-hmm. It's usually the bladder or the womb. But pelvic floor muscle training, getting the bulk and thickness back into the muscles, will lift that prolapse and take away the uncomfortable feeling. And you'll also often have prolapse and leakage.
Right. A really sad question or situation from a listener here. I can only go for a run or walk first thing in the morning after I've emptied my bladder and before I drink anything. Otherwise, I soak myself. I cannot meet friends for a walk during the day because it's too embarrassing. If I do, I have to be aware of what collar I'm wearing and bring a towel to sit on in the car. I've been to physiotherapy and it hasn't helped. I also do Pilates regularly. My 2 children were born by C-section. I get up some nights to go to the bathroom. I'm in my mid-60s and I'm fit otherwise. And she gives her BMI of being 20.5. Mm. Are there any other options for that woman?
Yes, revisit pelvic physiotherapy. I'm not sure how long ago she had it. It takes time. It is not a quick fix, the pelvic physio. There's so many things we can do. Pelvic floor muscle training is really important, but there are other things. And it's awful. But I'm hearing those stories, Claire, day in, day out in my clinic. And it's not very long until that woman possibly might not be able to leave her home. Mm-hmm. She'll have anxiety around being somewhere where she might wet herself.
So she needs to do something, and you're recommending
back to the physio and talk to her GP as well. Sometimes there are medications that are recommended as well around menopause, around bladder function. She might have a UTI as well. I know you mentioned UTIs, you were discussing them earlier. GP, pelvic physio.
Can you discuss with your expert what can be done for men who have pelvic floor issues? I found doing the Kegel exercise is very challenging. Are there any alternatives?
Yeah, now the Kegel exercises. He was a great man.
I'm learning a gynecologist. Lot this
He was a great fellow. 1935 is when they were developed first, and it has moved on, is what I would say. Now, again, I would say persevere with the pelvic floor muscle training and the Kegels, but that gentleman might need electrical stimulation. He might need some manual therapy. He might need some other things that the pelvic physiotherapist will do in addition. The men, can I say, are spared nerve damage in general, having not given birth. So that's a good thing for the guys. They can actually do very well.
Well, Aoife, we've had such a response that we may have you back again.
Thank you.
We would love to. Aoife Nioki, chartered physiotherapist. Thank you very much indeed.